very first podcast.
How long did it take us?
10 years.
10 years.
Hey, let's introduce ourselves just in case people don't know our, you know, what's a good adjective for our voices? What's like our sultry
noise coming out of
as
our
we mind. Escort you through the journey of arriving at SALT. Here are your narrators.
Yes. My name is Joe Angel Sanchez. I am one of the founders and relationships director at SALT Conference.
I'm Caitlin Johnson. I work here with the Nashville team as the SALT director.
And I'm Luke McRoy, one of the founders as well. So we're so excited you guys are listening. I think the whole intent, the whole purpose, the whole vision behind this was, what if we could record something that as you're making your way to SALT, you could listen to become in full anticipation preparation. That's probably not even a statement, as Caitlin's going to live edit me. By the way, Caitlin's like our writer. She helps make sure things are spell checked correct and I don't say things that are stupid like that. So this will be fun when she live edits me on this. But the whole idea is that we want you to come ready and prepared. And as we've been praying that these days would be marked moments in your life, we also have been thinking about what does that look like in a logistical standpoint too. So. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to get right to logistics. That's what Caitlin's for. But Joangel and I can kind of reminisce. Take me back. That first year, I mean, we jokingly said earlier, like, this is actually more than 10 years.
Right.
I mean, the concept was 13-ish plus years when God laid that on our heart.
Yeah. It's funny because people don't, you know, we said don't to mute your laptop.
We did. But you know what? I messed that up. And that's our virtual producer calling right now, which makes us even better.
It's amazing.
So no there's edits. Yeah. No
so whether
edits.
You're online or in person. Anyway, so
this
sorry, my
real raw footage.
My phone, sorry, my phone rudely interrupted us.
Rude. It's been more than 10 years that the concept has come about, and I just think that it's cool to see everything that's unfolded over the last 10 years. From vision to the growth of attendees to the growth of volunteers to the team, like, and it's just amazing to see all that God's done since the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of funny, we were mentioning a bit ago just how even before, like, we even thought, wait, is this a thing? Because in anything that you do, there's always failed moments. And those moments come and you're like, am I supposed to do this? And, you know, we had tried it once and we had planned to do it in February and then things fell through and we're like, I don't know if this is supposed to happen. Mm. And then months later in October, we launched the very first one, which, you know, it's crazy. And here we are.
And it's also crazy thinking from that very first year at Belmont Church on Music Row. First off, you and I drive by that still to this day and we laugh at like how different that whole street is now.
Yep.
But then we went to Brentwood Baptist and we were in their youth room.
Yes.
And now we're back at Brentwood Baptist in their main auditorium, which we would walk into when we were there before and be like, that's too big.
Too big. How would we even fill this place? What would we do here?
Yeah.
And it's cool because, you know, back to how we first launched the first one, you know, just a God moment in how it came to be of like, okay, it failed with the first location. We couldn't do it. And are we supposed to do this? And then just, you know, shout out to Belmont Church when they let us launch the first one of just basically being like, here are the keys.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Which we thought was a joke. And they literally like, no, we don't have the staff to support this. So here are the keys.
Right. So it was the support and the do what you will.
Do you remember in that first planning, like Tim Southwick, we walked in and he did the math and he was like, Luke, they don't have enough chairs to feed anyone. And we're like, what? Like, that's gotta be a joke, right? Like, not in this building or in...
And then we carried stuff back.
We called the local university and we're like, hey, if we bring a U-Haul, can we borrow your chairs for 3 days?
Yeah.
And they were so supportive and like, yeah, we're all in. So, I mean, there's been so many moments of favor of God that have sort of shown up in varying realms of sort of human angels that say, hey, we believe in this and we champion it. And I mean, you and I have laughed, but if the people listening to this could hear all the God stories, they wouldn't believe this whole thing's true. And they'd think we're making it up. But yeah.
Yeah. It's funny to see how some of that goes almost full circle, because I know last year we were planning, there's construction at the venue, and so we were tight on space, but we ran out of chairs for the workshops. So it's fun to hear, like, that's how year one started. By year nine, we're so full, we're out of chairs.
We are so good at what we do, Caitlin, that we're still solving the same problems 10 years later. That's great. That's awesome.
That's amazing. I'm glad you said that, because that's actually a funny concept. We started with no chairs and then running out of chairs.
And someone listening to this is going, we want to host salt. Well, my warning would be get more chairs.
Yes. Year 10, though, we've got it right. I can confirm we have enough chairs. Will be okay.
Awesome.
I love it. That's great. I love it. All right. Well, let's dive in. Making your way to salt. I'm imagining someone's listening to this on some plane, maybe a train. I don't know. When was the last time we took a train? You know, an automobile.
Automobile.
Mm-hmm. I don't, someone's cranked up Spotify and they got so sick of it. They're like, let's listen to that podcast that they released, right?
See what that's about. Well, here's the thing. I will confess, I'm late to a lot of things. That's me. But when it comes to certain things, it's funny when things are ingrained in you of like growing up from your parents and you like aren't late to those things. My mom growing up, her biggest thing was when we would go see a movie at the movie theater, we had to be early to get snacks and things and be seated by the time the preview started.
Yes. Previews are the best part.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I question that, but.
But speaking of that, I mean, preview, our pre-show in each session is our preview of the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't be late to the pre-show. That's that so is good. Your preview. So get there in time. And that goes from the very first day to every session. There's always something we were doing in each session, but especially the first one, because there's so many things that happen at the very first day as you arrive.
Well, and if you're like Joe Angel and you do run late and you know that about yourself, I, as a logistical type A person, will say plan ahead. If you can plan your schedule, if you can look ahead and know what's coming, then at least if you're late, you're not scrambling once you get to SALT saying, okay, where am I supposed to go?
Yeah.
Which workshop do I want to go to? You know, you kind of know because you planned.
All right. So what does that look like literally for people listening? I mean, how do they best, what tools do they best plan their schedule?
Number one, I would say, is our conference event app. Okay. SALT Conferences is the app in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. Download that. It has all the schedules that you need, as well as maps and just all the details so that you are planned and ready for when you arrive late to SALT.
I love it. And so in that app, Caitlin, you can like literally favorite certain sessions, whether that's, you know, vendors you want to meet, workshops, labs, main sessions, you can favorite, you can like customize your whole thing.
Yeah, you'll see the whole schedule there and you can go through and basically click a little plus button that adds it to your schedule and you can build out your own custom schedule for those 3 days of SALT.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Joe Angel's going to do that tomorrow so that he's not late.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm learning new things.
Yeah.
That's so great. You know, what I mean, a great way to like plan your next few days.
Even the app has been an evolution. I mean, I remember, you know, when we started, we were spending all this time trying to print this like 80-page book and we were so worried about things. I mean, just the other day a speaker was like, oh my gosh, somebody came up, I gotta switch my time slot, and we're like, oh man, if this were year one, we'd been screwed because we would have already been in print. And so anyway.
Well, and I think something new that has helped too that we implemented starting last year, was the workshop grid. And it is a grid. You can go to salt2023.com if you haven't yet. Download that, but it is a big PDF grid. You can put it on your phone, but it's exactly what you'll see in the app, just laid out a little differently of exactly all the different workshops, what track they're a part of, where they're located, speaker, title, all of that, and it includes our labs too.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about the difference between kind of workshops and labs?
Let me speak to workshops and I'll let you speak to labs and kind of do a little back and forth of the difference there. But our workshops are SALT curated classes, 45-minute classes. We bring in speakers that we know are experts in the room to very much teach. This is not just a lecture or a product sale whatsoever. It's a teaching session. Classes like five things you didn't know about ProPresenter to up your game, you know, or seven ways to have a better mix in your main room. Things like that. Very technical for some of the technical topics and more. There's communication, creative process, leadership, or some of our other workshop tracks in there. But very informative, very inspiring too, I would say. And you sit for 45 minutes, you learn from the speaker, and then there's always a Q&A time, which I know some people value so much to have that one-on-one time with that speaker to say, okay, you taught on this. Here's my question of how to apply it to my church. And I think that part is so valuable.
So good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to say this real quick about the about the app and workshops, is that even if you're virtually experiencing SALT and maybe you're listening to this going, how can I gain benefits? The app is going to keep in real time with your time zone, right?
Yes.
And so no matter if you're online or in person, you can kind of benefit from those and kind of choose all these workshops. But workshops are kind of, I like that phrase, salt curated. Like they're things we've kind of championed, ideas we've heard from you. We took that kind of a step further in the last couple of years, and we took it even further this year, is we've partnered with some people who also have a heart for training and teaching. And so we called those labs. Mm-hmm. They, from a sort of outsider's view, look very similar to workshops. Same length of time in workshop spaces. The only difference is they're not necessarily as salt curated. We've maybe partnered with a partner to sort of pull something off, or the partner has pulled in some of their resources and voices to teach. And we just wanted to help honestly be transparent with our audience of like, hey, this is a partner, you know, supported track versus just salt supported or just salt backed. So maybe that helps as you're selecting them. But the truth of the matter is, two partners came to the table and have created basically a whole track of classes that we loved so much that we were like, we're going to give you a whole room because this is incredible. Like the whole console lab with Mainlight and...
Yeah, we have Mainlight coming to show off lighting consoles and how-tos with... They're going to have like an overhead camera and everything to help show that off, which I don't know. It's exciting for me.
Very exciting,
And then Able Cinema is doing one, and Able Cinema is basically talking cameras. And I think they've got like specific... what you would believe is the official term of lab, you know, where you get to go and have hands on and play with the boards too, which is going to be very, very exciting.
I'm stoked about that. So,
yeah. And in total between these workshops and labs, there's over 50 of them to choose from.
Over 60. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I just know I've been with SALT for 2 years. And one of the things that I loved most was I've gone to other conferences and there are just those times where I had like four workshops to choose from for a time slot. And I'm like, they sound great, but none of them really apply to me, or none of them, I don't know if I'll learn anything in these. I don't feel like that's an issue at SALT.
So we should have 10 at almost every slot.
Yes,
right?
That's 10 crazy. For every like hour slot. So you have plenty to choose from. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say none of these really applied to me. Yeah. And you can bounce around, you know, to
choose
the workshop that sounds right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
One thing that I like that we've done in years to that we've been doing SALT, and even more so now, is it's also very intentional on who we bring to teach in those workshops. Like it's people that have value and have something to say and have basically their own, what would you call, references under their belt and just, you know,
they
it's
have
not just
strong resumes.
Yes, strong resumes.
Yeah. They're practitioners, not just philosophers.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, JoAngel, get us outside of workshops and labs. What are some of the non-workshop spaces that we really can't miss?
Well, I'm going to let you touch main sessions, but, you know, I know we touched a little bit about it, but you don't want to miss those, obviously. But it goes with my title, right? Relationships Director. So I'm all about people and relationships. So I was saying this earlier, just the food trucks. Like, what a great way to be out there, embrace the food trucks. And Caitlin will be able to tell you what food trucks we're having this year. But the cool thing is that we always bring food trucks that are very almost to Nashville local places. Mm. So that's a huge start there. Yep. And then the other thing is just walking around and getting to know people that are also here from other places. One of my favorite things in an internship that I did was that there was people from all over the world. And I think that's what you can really experience in that time of food trucks. Like, stay on site, take advantage of the food trucks, and build relationships with other people. And
I want to say that real quick. What the spirit of food trucks back in the day was, you know, everybody was leaving campus and then they'd be late to the next main session. And we said, what if we could bring Nashville
to them,
food to them? Right. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Stay on campus.
Yeah. And it's cool because we've heard stories of people that have made relationships with people here and have become friends. Mm-hmm. And then they came to SALT the following year as friends together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so take advantage of those moments.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a lot to list off, but I can tell you we have 6 dinner trucks and 1 dessert truck, Tennessee Cobbler Co. I'll just give them a shout out. We do not want anyone to miss the cobbler.
No way.
That is actually my wife's like favorite cobbler. I didn't even know we had them. So, I mean, I'm learning things too.
You can find Luke's wife out standing in line at the food truck. The food truck. Hi.
She will be there now at that time. I guarantee it. Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right. What else is a highlight?
The other highlight is basically taking advantage of our sponsors and people that, you know, are really set up in the lobby. Like, again, I think it's very, as we said, with workshops, it's very specific people that are coming and being a part. And the cool thing is that people that are becoming a part of SALT in these areas is because they've believed in what SALT is. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Yeah.
And so there's that relationship with us and them. So take advantage of going to them, even if it's just to stop by and say thank you for being here. But I will say that a lot of these booths and sponsors are things that you may want to have in your church. And so go ask questions. And I know a lot of them always have like giveaways. They have for you to sign up on things, and they do drawings at the end, and always have, sometimes they have treats at their booth. Oh, yeah. Like there's all kinds of stuff. So just go and make your rounds around and take advantage of that and get to know our sponsors.
Yeah, they're going to have technical eye candy, and they're going to have literal mouth candy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know for the churches I've worked at or have helped at, how many times a tech quote specifically was being written up, and they're like, well, if we could just see one, or if we could try it out and make sure it's a good fit for us. That is what I feel like is literally the sponsor time. Again, especially curated sponsors is what it feels like for people that come. But you have that chance to mess around on the equipment, make sure it is the right fit. Talk to the professional, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, and we're like that as humans. We want to really get our hands on things and really see if this is available to us and how. And so
maybe
that's
like
your chance.
Maybe that's like a good insider introverted tip. If you don't know how to approach a sponsor, just be like, hey, can I play with that? Or can I see what that does? Mm-hmm. I mean, it would just be a simple, like, I promise the sponsor's gonna be like, yes, we would love for, like, that's the whole, I know Canon, one of our top partners this year, has said like they're just going to bring as many things as they possibly can put on a truck and get to Salt. And it's like, that's incredible. They're just gonna have a ton of PTZs and Cine cameras and DSLRs and all that. So anyway, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like everybody that's coming to Salt, they need to look at it like that's like their playground.
Yeah.
Totally. It's like, I'm going
to
go play.
You know, remember back in the day, we used to do a thing called Idea Lab.
Yeah.
And we kind of got rid of it because we were like, all of our sponsors are Idea Lab. Like every single booth is basically Idea Lab.
What a wonderful problem to have.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were like, let's stop competing with what they do better anyway. I mean, so it's like all these LED walls are in the lobby and light companies. So anyway, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right, main sessions, we kind of dove in a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give too much away because there is the beauty of mystery and sort of staying on the edge of your seat. You know, when I used to be in camp, they used to always say, like, don't anticipate, just participate. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of the spirit we brought into Salt, is like, don't ask too many questions, just lean in and just know every moment's going to matter and it's going to be incredible. But the opener, you tease that. A friend of yours is helping us with it.
Yes.
Listen, the church said we couldn't do confetti, and that really bummed us out.
I mean, it's a 10-year birthday party.
Right. And so I'm just going to maybe tease this. There's... maybe we found a different way of doing confetti that's not confetti.
Maybe
just a, something that these people can go, hey, I heard, I'm on the inside track,
Totally.
So anyway, but what else in main stage? I mean, you've got incredible worship team.
Exactly. But also, when I go to something like a show, I'm always looking at how the whole thing starts and how the whole thing ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I say end for us, like that's the very last session. So I encourage people just to stay to the very end because there's things that we have planned for the top to the bottom, So don't miss out on those things.
I love it. Well, give a preview of worship. That's evolved over the last 10 years, but we've really kind of pulled together our own team.
Yeah, it's been cool because, we really saw how it didn't matter if it was a name that people knew or they didn't. And so I knew it had been something that you and I talked about for years of, do we create our own like Salt in-house worship team? Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, we were like, let's just try it. And it's been something that's just really evolved to something amazing because it's been not just from the worship leaders, but from every musician that's on there. They've really captured the heart of what Salt is and have become a part of the vision, and they believe in it and are like excited to be a part every year now. Even from the bass player, his name's Joel, shout out Joel, but he can't be a part of this year. And just to see how people have been, they capture what Salt is. Like, he's come up to me on his own when I run into him. He's like, I'm so bummed that I can't be there this year. And it's because they really gravitate and become a part of what this is. Yeah. And so that is the heart of every worship artist up there, whether singing or playing an instrument, is that they are worshipers and they are bringing the heart of God to every session, which has been amazing.
I want to echo that. And I know deviating here, but just, we have our full-time staff of Salt. We have the founders of Salt. But then the worship team, the volunteers, the speakers, whether it be keynotes or workshops, by the time people leave, they're like, I was part of the SALT team. Like everyone feels like a team pulling it off. And so the next year comes around and they're like, I wonder if I'm coming back to SALT again. Like I am on the team, right? And that's what it feels like. And I know that we've had some attendees that feel that way too. They're like, well, SALT is part of our team. Like that's what we do. We're part of the SALT team because we're there every year. Right. And I just love that camaraderie that comes from all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They make it their own.
Yeah.
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 I love it.
And
all right.
I want to segue that into forums.
Okay.
Because I just know we have examples of that kind of camaraderie and people like SALT being so important to them because of the old community groups that we used to have and then now the forums that we're doing this year.
Yeah, we had to get rid of them last year because of that construction you talked about. And, you know, Joe and I talked about, like, that's early on in SALT days. Oh, yeah. We said if there's something that matters more than anything else, it's community groups. And we were really heartbroken last year when we couldn't do it. And obviously through COVID, we kind of, you know, reinvented a bunch of things. And this is now getting reinvented into this concept of forums. And the idea really spun up around, let's not just sort of be unintentional about putting people at the table with other people that do what they do all across the country. What if we were to maximize their time together and almost create like a mini mastermind? And so I'll be leading that from sort of the stage during lunches. You won't want to miss it. And I just would encourage, come with an open mind, come with an open heart, but also come with maybe a challenge, a headache, a burden, a stumbling block, a speed bump, something that's in your organizational, personal, or sort of ministerial life, and be ready for others to speak into it. Because my hope is that we can kind of break down some, you know, barriers in our own organizations and processes. So
yeah, definitely. All right, I'm going to deviate, segue back into some of the more logistics, because that's where my heart lies. So you are on your way to Nashville, hopefully. Again, plane, train, automobile, you're coming. What happens when you get here? There's a few things we just want to make you aware of, especially if you're not from the Nashville area. If you're from around here, you probably know traffic and what that's like. But airport traffic specifically, if you're driving in and having to go through downtown traffic, whether it's for pre-conference time or registration time, we do want to speak to that because Nashville, I think over the last few years, people have compared it to Atlanta traffic. You know, it's gotten a little busier around here the last few years. Traffic does get a little heavy. And we know that lunch timing and then, you know, those post-work hours, it gets really busy. So while Google Maps might tell you that the airport is maybe 20 minutes away from the venue, we want you to be prepared. If you're coming in
at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, it's not 20 minutes.
Yeah, if you're coming in time for that 11:30 registration for pre-conference, or you're coming in to get here right at that 4 or 5 o'clock timing for our main registration, just plan a little bit of a buffer. Now, hopefully you're not on your flight saying, oh no, this buffer is going to kill me, I'll be there late. If so, again, take Joe Angel's advice that we've given him, schedule ahead of time, that way you know exactly what to do when you get here. But plan for about 45 minutes of traffic.
I love it.
65 is our main road through town. That gets very busy during lunch hour, during that 4 to 6 o'clock timing because of work traffic letting out. Same thing from the airport. So just plan accordingly.
That's good. Also, make sure you eat before you come. We will not have a formal dinner per se. Obviously, registration starts at 4. There is a cafe on site that is brand new. They just opened it. And if I'm not mistaken, Caitlin, they have a couple of food options.
So I was there this morning taking some measurements of the venue, and I smelled bacon.
Oh.
I'm just going to throw that out there. And I mean,
who in our community
has bacon?
Like bacon.
Bacon for lunch, bacon for dinner.
But one of the best things is the nearby restaurants of the venue. Going back to the Brentwood area, we're really perfectly nestled between the Brentwood exit and the Cool Springs Franklin exit, which gives you literally like every possible culinary option you'd want. Fast food, sit down.
Local and chain as well.
So make sure you come fed. And like I said, there'll be some snacks and parties and stuff like that. So you don't need to come full, but you know, there is not a formal dinner. That's good to call out right there.
Yeah. I can't speak to coffee cause I don't drink coffee.
I love coffee, but I don't love it near as much. I'm not as a connoisseur as Joanne.
I'll take
this
one.
Yeah.
The cool thing is that one of my favorite coffee shops, which is Crema in Nashville, they just
Nashville staple, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to stop by there if you are visiting. And they just opened another location.
I mean, we convinced them hard, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
We called them, we said, listen, we're moving SALT to Brentwood. Can you also move to Brentwood?
Yeah. And they did. Yeah. Look at that. They listened. But, you know, it's bigger and they actually have some food options as well. But that's in Brentwood. There's also The Well.
That's right off of Old Hickory.
Old Hickory. And Stay Golden. Stay Golden's awesome coffee shop and brunch place. And they serve food up until like 4 p.m. or so. But some really great options, especially if you're making your way from the airport down towards the venue. A lot of those exits all have stuff. But those are some highlights for sure to get some coffee.
So. We will also, while we're talking about coffee, we're going to have free coffee, not on Wednesday, right?
But
on,
just for some pre-conference people.
Pre-conference people. Good. But like if you're coming for the main conference, get your coffee ahead of time. But Thursday, Friday, we're going to have drip coffee for everybody the whole week.
Yes, yes, we will.
And the coffee shop's going to be up and running, so you can get your fancy drinks and stuff like that.
The coffee shop that has bacon.
Yeah, the coffee shop
with bacon. It's called the Good Cup. They're great. They've been great to work with. I highly recommend checking them out so that you stay awake through all your workshops and final main sessions.
I love it. All right, so you have now arrived to Salt. Let's talk logistics once you get on property because it's a big campus. And this is new. So even if you've been coming for the last couple of years, this is going to be a new experience for you because we're not at the church we've been at for almost 8 years. So where to park?
Yeah, there are a lot of one-way streets. When you pull in, there's a big traffic or big light that you'll pull into. Follow the one-way signs. But you're looking for door A, which is the main entrance. In my opinion, it's very obvious what is the main doors to this church. Yes. There's a big, like, overhang. Like, you can kind of tell.
Big steeple.
Yeah, we're
under the steeple.
Yeah, if you're coming in the main way off Concord Road, you know, it's very, you kind of pull in and you see it. It's right there. But follow that one-way road right as close to that door as you can get. That is the best place to park. That's where we want you to come in. The registration party is happening there. We will meet you under that awning. And it's going to be a blast.
One of my favorite things of this church is that they label every door.
They do.
Entrance A, entrance B, entrance C, entrance C.
So helpful.
The cafe is entrance G, if you're taking notes at home listening to this. But here's the one thing that we laughed at with the church tech director, which only tech people are going to really get and find funny, I think, is that the ring road of traffic goes counterclockwise in direction of the church. Just keep that in mind if you show up. But the entrances go clockwise. And so if you pass entrance B, and you're looking for entrance B, and you all of a sudden find out you're at the next entrance. You got to circle the whole church again to get to the B. But there's parking everywhere, so just park and you can walk. And, and it's the fall, so usually you'll have good weather. So.
Yeah. Well, rain or shine, we plan on being at that entrance. So meet us there. If you park somewhere and can't find your way, just park, come into the building, ask for Salt registration. Someone will help you find us. Don't worry. We'll be loud and obnoxious and cheering you on through every hallway until you get there.
Registration, one of our favorite things.
I know where you're going with this.
You got to have a good story about registration, right?
Yep, which was actually at this location.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In 2013, we built these boxes that you put a light inside.
I was going to bring these up. Okay.
Okay. So we built these boxes, and we told the artists, like, we want to be able to use these year after year after year. And they really had become like one of our favorite things. They were very expensive to us.
Yeah.
And so we set them out. And I'll let you take the story from here in 2014.
So we set them out to basically be used as our stations, like our registration stations. And you would, you know, you get a lanyard. And so this year we had people write their name on the lanyard. So we had markers set out up there. And so this is a good note. So take note as you're listening to this. Like, make sure we're giving the best directions of what you need to be doing, and then that you're also listening and following directions. Because what happened is that we said, take your lanyard to that station and write your name on it, is how it was said. Mm-hmm. But it was take your lanyard and write your name on the lanyard.
Yeah.
But people took it literally and went and started writing their name on the station, on the boxes, which are these white
Sharpies.
Light boxes with Sharpies. And I remember being excited and walking out and seeing everybody registering. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. What a party. Oh, no.
Our set pieces are ruined with everyone's names.
And, you know, thankfully they got cleaned up. It all worked out.
It's
but
amazing
yes.
what Walmart and some interns can pull off in a couple hours. Yeah.
I will say, you guys told me that story early on when I came on. And this year we have a cool experience, including Sharpies. And I have been terrified that Salt attendees are going to take those Sharpies and go write on anything they find.
Luckily,
we know we're not children's ministry. We are, you know, creative and technical ministries.
Yes.
We know better. Sharpies are only for certain places. But that story has just rung through my mind the whole time we're planning this experience.
That was one of our great registration stories. Mm-hmm. Another registration story was, you and I were walking outside and just saying hi to people in Salt 13.
The very first one.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we thought the party got, you know, huge because we saw some fire trucks show up.
Yes, blazing down Music Row.
Yeah, right, we're to like, our venue. Wow, who ordered these? Well, because there was an incident that happened inside that the alarms didn't get turned off, and our production team had started hazing the room and stuff, and so then they showed up.
Yeah, and so we were like, wait, why are they stopping right here? They're walking in the building now.
It's like
they're
production 101, but oh my word, it's happening to us.
And our trained volunteers were like, excuse me, sir, you have to register.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really? To the firefighters?
But then also, you know, it was very much like he said, thank you to Belmont Church. They basically were handing us the key. So we were like, what do we do? How do we turn this off?
Oh, wow.
No,
so
that was fun.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, so
I was going to say, you mentioned the lanyard. So yes. As you arrive, we want to make sure you're ready for registration. Number one, you have received an email with your ticket confirmation. It has a QR code on it. That is what we will need right off the gate when you get to the doors. We're going to scan that. That way we can check you in. We know that you're there. We are able to scan in your whole team if you're bringing other people with you, as long as it was all in the same order. Makes it quick and easy. But we will give you a lanyard badge. You'll write your name on the lanyard.
That way
people can identify you and get to know you as they meet you at SALT. But then we'll also have like a conference bag for you, a wristband. We talked about area of focus. That'll be your wristband. And again, great conversation starter when you meet someone new, of knowing, you know, what area of their church they kind of work in. And then you get to go fill this bag that we give you with all this fun tchotchke that from these sponsors and partners.
Yes.
The moment you walk through the doors, just be ready. Just be ready. It's going to be an experience.
If you don't have that QR code, I just want to say real quick, you don't have to have it. It just really expedites the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if you, for some reason you can't find it, don't feel like you have to email us and be like, oh my gosh, I don't have my QR code. You can give us your name. We'll find you. But it does help with that QR code. It makes it a lot faster.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're coming to pre-conference, you do get early registration. It's 11:30 to 12:30, cool. The hour before sessions begin. But pre-conference, when you register then, it checks you in for the whole conference.
Yeah.
So you will be good to go. As soon as your pre-conference session is over, you get to go explore, grab some lunch if you need to, or dinner at that point maybe. But you are good to go for the rest of the conference.
I love it. All right, so registration times, you mentioned that. Joe Angel, when does main registration start?
That's a great question.
Caitlin, when does main registration start?
Main registration starts at 4 o'clock. Doors to the main room open at 6. So we want to be sure to point out that don't come too late. Like, there's a ton to experience. There's not a lot of program time to do some of this within Thursday and Friday. So we recommend coming right at 4 o'clock, because then you get like 2 hours to experience everything there is before even walking into the first main session.
And there's a lot to experience. Mm-hmm. We mentioned a little bit earlier, just come early because of what you're going to walk into. And again, we've mentioned the sponsors and all that. And you're mentioning the bag and fill your bag. It's a great time to do all that. But then also we have our awesome merch store that is in the lobby as well. And I will say that this year we did a very limited run on our merch. So,
and we've gotten great feedback on the merch. Everyone's loving the t-shirt that we have planned this year, the sweatshirt, the hat.
So you don't want to miss out. You want to be there ahead of time and go get those. And just even to get that out of your checklist, and you've gotten your swag. Yeah. Now I can enjoy the rest of the conference. So be sure to check that out. There's probably the most that we've ever had from the experiences that we have in the lobbies that you'll want to check out. And then we have lounges for you. And again, the sponsors, like, there's plenty for you to do. But make sure that you come plenty of time and take advantage of every area of those things.
It's hard because we want to talk in detail about them. At least I do. But I don't want to spoil anything. But these sponsors really, I think, pulled out all the tricks from their hats this year. They've got some really cool stuff planned.
There's going to be plenty to do. In fact, I don't think anybody's going to be able to do it all in 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, being there right at 3:30 or so may even help if you guys can make that happen.
That's true. Yeah. You just walk right in then at 4 and get started.
Be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else? What else is on our list, Caitlin, that we need to be talking through?
Just as a general note, we will have like an info station and info desk in the SALT store. So if anything, come browse the merch. I know some people need time to decide what they really want to buy because they might be torn between two things.
Well, you are you're like giving us like a little spoiler of the merch. Like, what all do we have this year?
I will keep it. We'll use our fun insider names here.
Okay.
We've got an anniversary sweatshirt. We've got a tour t-shirt.
Yes.
We've got some new hats, which I'm excited to steal one of those hats personally. And then we got some really popular shirts and merchandise from previous years, stuff that we've sold out of in the past that we're bringing back because everyone loved them, stuff that we know some people would just will want a little something different, so this would work. But yeah, visit the store, make some purchases, of course, that way you blend in, you look cool. Well, our info desk will be in there too. So if you need lost and found, if you have some general questions, restaurant recommendations for the next day, info desk will have that.
One question we actually get a lot that we can answer right now is the whole idea of like the wristbands. Mm-hmm. What do they actually do? What do they mean? Because, I mean, you get this at registration and you had to tell us your area of focus ahead of time. Maybe give us a little bit more insight on how does that relate? Does that mean I can only go to certain workshops?
Yeah. No, we get this question to the info account a lot. A lot of people are like, what does this mean? It doesn't match the workshop options. So the area of interest, we've had the same six options for the last 10 years. I don't think that has changed. Whereas the workshop topics we talk about, they do change. Like last year we had digital ministry. That one we turned into something a little different this year. So the areas of focus, they do not determine what workshops you can go to, which is great. Like Luke said earlier, it's choose your own adventure. You can go to any of the workshops. But we do use the area of focus, number one, demographically helping us understand you guys as our attendees and who we're serving helps us learn how to curate our workshops and classes and speakers for the future even better. So it's data collection for us, honestly, so that we know how to serve you best in future times and for future years. But for me, I always say the biggest thing is it's a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. You get the wristband. For me, my wristband would probably say like communications. That would be my most common area of interest for me or area of focus. That tells anyone who sees me, oh, she's kind of in that communications field. For me, I know I'm going to walk up to someone with a communications or leadership wristband much more quickly and start up a conversation than maybe an audio guy. Because I'm like, ooh, I have nothing audio related. Now I'd still say hi and want to get to know them. You know, there's not a huge barrier there. But I just know that it's a quick way I can connect with new people, especially if I'm coming alone to SALT.
Right.
I don't know about you guys. I've been alone to conferences before, and it's intimidating to meet new people. And so this area of focus wristband, I think, really helps with that.
Yeah, it helps when you have an easy conversation starter. Like, oh, you have an audio wristband. Mm-hmm. You do front of house. Do you do monitors?
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Definitely.
Pre-conference, you want to talk a little more about that?
Yeah, if you have the conference rate special ticket, the premium or premium plus ticket, you get into pre-conference. This, again, registration starts at 11:30 Wednesday morning and ends at 12:30. Well, not ends, but sessions then start at 12:30. But it is a four-hour, we call it the master class in real life, where it's a four-hour just deep dive into specific topics. It's going to be great. Don't worry, your speakers take breaks. So there will be time for coffee and snacks kind of in between those 4 hours. And then from there, you'll be done at 4:30 and you get to just go experience SALT like we talked about before the main session. But again, these are very, I know Luke, especially this year, is a very curated sessions for pre-conference. You know,
they're incredible.
We worked a lot with those speakers to be like, all right, how are you feeling these 4 hours? Is this a topic that relates to what we feel like the church needs today? And I think they're going to be great. I'm going to watch them Thanksgiving week because I won't be able to watch them live, but I have planned to like go watch the ones that I'm excited for.
And you're right. We've pushed some of these speakers to say like, hey, I think you could give more. I think you could get through faster content so it's more meaty. I mean, we want you to leave with so much stuff in your notebooks and in your Evernotes and in your notes app that you're like, I can't contain anymore. And so that's like our whole – and I genuinely think if you go to pre-con, you may walk out of class going, well, they accomplished that in the first 4 hours and main conference registration hasn't even happened. So
I think I've heard some people say they get more at a pre-conference than they have other conferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, well, you know, they still get the rest of SALT, which is awesome.
Right. It's a unique environment. Cause I think in our sort of creative and technical realm in a 45 minute to an hour workshop, you can only get so deep, but in a 4 hour class, you can really get deep and your questions can become building blocks for even deeper learning as everybody else in the room learns together.
It's almost like setting the table for them. Those that are coming to pre-conference for the rest of the days.
And you might be wondering, oh, but I signed up for a tech tour. What does that look like?
Oh my gosh. You are in for a treat. I mean, this is a crazy idea we had last year. And what's funny is Brentwood Baptist was one of the churches we did.
Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, people loved it. But the idea is you're going to get on a bus. So that is important to say. You cannot be late or else you have to figure out your way to your own pre-conference. But we're going to put you on a bus and we're going to take you to either Cross Point or Mount Zion. Caitlin, I should know this answer, but have they already registered for that, or can they change on site?
They have already registered. I will say the space is limited for tech tours because the buses only have so many seats.
Yep.
But I know last year some people did want to swap, and there was, I think we planned for a few extra seats. So if you do want to change your mind, you can, as long as nowhere is too full. But you can swap and do a different tech tour or session if you want to.
But here's what's cool about these tech tours. Cross Point and Mount Zion, two very different churches. Mount Zion's a little bit further away, so if you miss the bus, just be prepared for that. But here's what's brilliant about it. We've asked the technical teams or the communications and production teams to essentially open up their campus, let you do a tour. But it's not like there's going to be a sponsor looming over you. You get to have real conversations with another church about how they do things or why they do things. And what's interesting is Cross Point was actually hit by a tornado right before COVID and then shut down with construction for COVID. So like they've just recently come out of a renovation project. There's a lot for them to show. So I'm excited about both those.
Yeah. Quickly, logistics on that, just to be very clear, come to Brentwood Baptist Church to register. And then at 12:30 sharp, we'll put you on a bus. You will head to your chosen church, do the tech tour. And I feel like that's a loose term, tech tour. You're not just doing a tour. The agendas for these things is great. Like you get the general tour, but then they're like talking through the different technical elements. Then you break off into groups and do even more in-depth stuff. It's really good.
So we can sign up in the app?
No, not the app. That is one you would have signed up when you got your ticket. But if you want to change ahead of time or maybe you want to upgrade your ticket, email us at info@saltcommunity.com.
That's a great question. Awesome. Yeah.
But and then the bus will leave the church at 4:00 and back by 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Art installations. You mentioned this earlier about all these experiences. I mean, this is something I think if you've come to Salt before, you know, we try and put things in lobby and sort of in common areas that help stimulate your mind, engage your senses, maybe even allow you to interact a little bit and play. And I think our team is kind of, I mean, I put the challenge out early in the year. I was like, this is 10 years. Can we actually have art that's worthy of 10 years of planning, dreaming, scheming? What's fun is we've brought back some.
We have.
Do you remember that Tesseract? I mean, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Are you spoiling?
I'm spoiling it for this, but you've seen this one before. If you came in 2015, it's like something like 1,000 LED balls or spheres that are hanging, and you could stand in it. It was an incredible photo op.
I am a sucker for good photo op.
This is one. So that's just maybe the only teaser, but there are more than 10 others. So don't miss this. I'm just going to say this. There's one that I want you to spend some time in and try and dig in. But and maybe if you come find me and be like, Luke, what was that one? If you can't figure it out once you're here, come find me on property and I'll point it out. But I'm just really excited. Here's what I want you to know. They're all over the place. There's 11 total. And so venture out, try and find all 11.
Make your own scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it is kind of like a scavenger hunt. And you know, part of this is this idea of just trying to kind of get you to think outside the box.
Yeah.
To be seen, to maybe interact, to play. Some are more interactive, less interactive. Some are technical, some are not. So it's, be inspired. That's kind of the call to action there.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it.
Okay, meals. I know, you're almost to Nashville. So we got to wrap this up because you're going to, your flight's about to land. You got to go get your suitcase from baggage check claim, all that. But meals, we do want to say, in case it wasn't clear yet, there is a lunch plan for you. Thursday and Friday, we're doing box lunches, awesome Jason Deli, and of course, we all love Chick-fil-A, the Lord's food, Lord's chicken right there. We'll have box lunches for you Thursday, Friday. There'll be volunteers to help you know where to go and how to get that lunch. But there is, just because there are so many people, I do want to say, we don't typically cater to dietary restrictions, and there are also way too many dietary restrictions in the world right now for us to make sure to get that exactly right for everybody. But if you need something different, you don't necessarily have to go off campus. Find a volunteer in the lunch line, and they can help you with some options if you do need something outside of like a turkey or ham sandwich or a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. We might have some good options for you.
And if you're super picky, I mean, I'll just say this out loud, the cafe is going to be open.
So
you can get sort of a custom made to order thing.
Yeah.
By the way, meals are going to take place right outside of you're going to pick up your box right outside of where forums happen. Mm-hmm. And so when you participate in forums, you can either jump into forum, which we want you to be a part of, or you can kind of just find time, spread out campus, go meet with that sponsor you said you'd want to connect with. So
yeah. And quick note on that. I think we talked about forums being first come, first serve.
Yeah.
But if you're there Thursday,
please come back.
Friday.
Yeah. And if you don't go on Thursday, we'll try and find a forum for you to jump into. But yeah, we want the same group. So, and that is limited. I mean, there's only so many chairs in that room. So if you're interested in that, make sure you definitely come. Yeah. All right. Food trucks. You talked about this a little bit.
Yeah. So food trucks are Thursday evening.
Yep.
So again, we said that they were going to be some awesome local spots. Mm-hmm. And
Can we just be like up front and say that this is on your own? Salt's not covering the tab for this.
Salt doesn't cover dinner, but we help make it easier for you. That's
we
how
brought
I like
it to
say.
You. So again, to touch we on did those our things, of, right? To touch on those things of being in relationship and community with the others, other people that are there doing the same thing, and embrace the evening. Hopefully, it's a nice evening. We've had some great weather in the past, and great time to be outside and just enjoy each other's company.
So we know some of you though aren't the kind of people that just want to come to a conference and then sit quietly, eat, or meet with your team. Maybe you're like, I want to learn and absorb as much as I can because I am here at Salt. Dinner is a great time for that. We have labs, 1 hour or 45 minute labs with some of our partners and sponsors.
Some are doing games.
Some are doing really fun games.
Yeah.
Yes. Shift Worship, our presenting partner.
Yep.
You will see their logo everywhere. They're great. Part of Salt team.
They are.
They're doing a pizza party with their lab in Hudson Hall, so check them out. But we've got a lot of other labs going on during that time, and if any of them interest you, again, you'll see them on the workshop grid, in the app, on your schedule. If any of them interest you, but you know you just want to grab some food truck food, go find a food truck. Most of these meals and options are pretty quick. They should be able to serve you pretty quick. Or find the shortest line. Grab your food, head on into a lab, because there's going to be, again, some really fun games and also just a lot of learning that can happen during that dinner hour.
Yeah, that's important to note that every room except one allows food in it. And we'll have volunteers to tell you about that. But yeah, you can bring food into labs. That's good.
What I love that what I'm hearing as we've talked during this whole time is that in every area that we've been talking about, from outside food trucks, labs, forums, like everything, it really feels like everybody's come alongside and we're like celebrating the 10 years.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just a huge celebration.
Mm-hmm. We're not making it about us in the 10 years, but we're trying to celebrate.
Yeah. So hence the pizza party.
I also feel like talking through this makes me remind of the vision we had early on of let's make this like a festival with all these options that you can kind of choose what you want. You don't have to go to every workshop. You don't have to go to the labs. You don't have to go to every main session, but we want you to be in part of all of it.
Totally.
And you get to sort of, you know, choose your own adventure in a real way.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. All right. And again, if you are already on a plane, on a train, or in your automobile, it might be a little too late for this one. But we want to make sure to warn you to pack what to pack and to pack your bags accurately. Number one, you're coming to Nashville. You got to get that cowboy hat or those cowboy boots. You know, we have a stigma to uphold or some fringe on your jacket. Something.
Please, if you bring your cowboy hat and you wear it, can you please go get a selfie with Caitlin? Because I said no one is bringing a cowboy hat.
Yeah. I will say I don't own a cowboy hat or boots, but
okay, so
you
got
to bring them to Nashville.
That's her request. Yeah. She wants you to bring her a cowboy hat.
The original idea here was 10 things. I was like, how are we going to come with 10 things? She was cowboy hat, cowboy boots. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, in all seriousness, though, I'm from the Midwest. It's always gray at this time of year, so don't be surprised if you're coming from those gray days down to Nashville. Bring your sunglasses because it's sunny here. It still gets very sunny. Even though it's chilly, it gets a little chilly.
Yeah.
Some other quick things. Make sure you bring your phone or a device. I mean, for the app specifically, I know for me, I love taking notes on app. And you're going to meet people. And so be ready to, you know, store emails and follow each other on socials and all that sort of stuff. Notepad, pen, just in case you need to get offline for a little bit to take
some
notes.
Your charger to keep your phone
charger to
going.
Keep that phone. Yeah.
Keep that phone charged.
Qi charger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You mentioned walking shoes earlier when we were talking.
Yeah, it's a big venue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is.
So you're going to do some walking. And, yeah, your smile.
Your smile. An open mind.
Open mind.
There you go. I think we got to 10.
Yes.
There you go.
10 for Salt.
Yeah.
Salt, you're 10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love it. Well, guys, thank you for doing this. And hopefully this has helped you guys prepare as our attendees. What we have been praying that the Lord is preparing your heart. But we also hope you're now prepared to actually come in and experience things.
Yeah.
In some mighty ways.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Here we are. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Nashville.
All right, let's start session one. Let's go.
We'll see you soon.
See ya.